Hi, everybody. This is Wheezy. Unfortunately, Mandy couldn't make it in. We've had conflicting schedules, but the next two episodes, you'll hear us solo. I wanted to tell you guys about Zozo Talk in Miami, 11/17. I will be there. And on December 8th, I will be in Atlanta. This is an amazing show. It is a live dating game show that I do with Jesse. We had a great time in New York. It was so much fun. Someone's grandma came. Don't ask. But anyway... I am super excited to bring you guys this episode, so check it out and enjoy it. Yeah, hey, everyone. So, I'm here, and I'm with two lovely ladies. One that I've never met before, and one that I went down on.
Hey.
So, I want both of you. I'm going to start from the right. Can you tell us your name, why you're horrible, and your sexual orientation? I'm trying some new shit.
Okay. So my name is Aisha. Why I'm horrible?
Well, why are you here, bitch?
I love sex. I don't know. There's really no other way to put that.
Don't you? Like, all I know is you have a new business going surrounding mm-hmm. sex. What is that?
Mm-hmm. So I am opening a sex-positive community hub that will house a porn cinema in Brooklyn. Basically, I want people to get freaky in my porn cinema.
Like, is that legal?
I don't really know. I don't think there's, like, you know, it's kind of like the same way as, like, you're, like, really not supposed to have, like, more than 15 people dancing and drinking alcohol anywhere. So, like, are clubs legal? That kind of thing.
Okay. Mm.
But unless, like, anybody's at my door knocking it down.
I mean, you are a very Brooklyn bitch. I'll say that. Aisha and I met on Tinder. Because we were supposed to have a threesome. That never happened. But we had sex, and that was fucking... Why did we only have sex one time?
Because you're busy.
I know. Actually, you know what's crazy? I came to see you. You're dating someone. Are you still dating him? That guy when we went ice skating together?
No, not... Nope.
Well, I was so fucking jealous. And I was like, oh, my God. Like... It's weird. Every time I see you, I get super, like, excited.
Oh, wait, yes. Not ice skating. Roller skating. Yes,
roller skating.
I am still dating him.
Oh, fuck him. Anyway. So, we have another guest.
You can if you want.
I had posted on Horrible Decisions and on my personal Instagram looking for new people that are horrible and just interesting. And Ashley reached out to me.
Yes.
And, I'm super excited to have you on. Ashley wanted to come on to talk about having sex while disabled.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, tell us, like, how old you are, where you live, what's your sexual orientation?
So, I am from Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah.
I'm 29. I'll be 30 in December.
Wait, when's your birthday?
December 17th.
Oh, I'm the 5th.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Saddest.
You still sad, though?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, but yeah, I, well, why am I horrible, huh? Well, okay, so I always got this, like, taboo conversation going on around sex, particularly from men, that will basically ask me if my vagina works.
Mm.
So the fact that I kept getting that question, I'm like, obviously something's not connecting where they really don't think that I can have sex.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely wanted to kind of speak to that and just, like, my personal experiences, too, of, like, dating and stuff like that.
Are you straight?
I consider myself on the queer spectrum, so I have always been attracted to women. I have had experiences with women, but I haven't dated a woman,
okay.
So relationship-wise, yeah.
Do you identify as queer or bi?
Pansexual.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't see, I don't
okay,
see
Brooklyn
any gender.
Bitch. Okay, calm down. By the way, I think my second time me and you were hanging out, you were, like, fleeing to leave because the Muslim ban happened. You were like, I'm about to go fucking protest.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The guy you were dating was over the shit.
Yep.
I love you for that. So I'm really excited to have these two women here to get into this dialogue. So first, kink of the week. If you've never heard Horrible Decisions, our kink of the week is always a word or paraphilia, and we teach you something new. Normally, it's hard to say, but not this week. This week's kink is abrasions. And I picked this kink because on a Patreon episode, my friend James told a story where he met a trans guy that, like, lifted his shirt up at this club and had a bunch of, like, scratches all over his chest and body and liked to get cut up. Like, that was his kink. Have you guys ever seen someone that was into that? Or
I'm aware of it, but no, I've never been with anyone or talked to anyone who, like,
same.
That was their thing.
I feel like that's definitely white people shit. But, you know, no king shaming.
It comes from, you know, Catholic. Like, what's the thing where they take
flogging?
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 That's the... That comes from, wait, what?
I feel like it's in like in the same
I think it is too.
Vein of that.
Why does religion revert to everything, bro? Toxic masculinity.
You hold all of these things in from like the minute you are like conceived of like what's in your household. And I feel like it creates all of these like manifestations. Of
like what you think of
out.
Jesus when you see like cuts all over the body, it gets you, turns you on?
Well, I mean, maybe for some people, he was like the first naked man that they were seeing. I don't know.
This is very passionate Christ.
I could see that. So you don't have anything else to masturbate to. You got Jesus up there.
Dude. Oh, no.
Every guy that I want to fuck that lives in Brooklyn looks like Jesus.
I understand that. I can.
I mean, you're staying in Brooklyn right now. And by the way, I'm so happy. Ashley actually flew up here for this. I'm so fucking grateful because I feel like just to have this conversation with someone that's in a wheelchair and talking about sex, you want to know what they look like so bad.
Yeah.
And we're both sitting across from her. I actually whispered when you were walking. I was like, she's pretty, right? Look how pretty she is. Oh, my God.
Thanks.
And I feel bad to say that.
Yeah, I know.
But, like, that's how it comes. I couldn't help it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I think we all in our minds feel so sorry when we hear about that. But it's just like, you clearly could get fucked.
Yeah.
Like, ain't no problems. Fucked.
Yeah.
Ain't no problem.
It happens several times.
So for Vanilla Shit, I feel like it was very on brand. I started researching things with disabilities and sex. And I found a Vice article that was titled, I Give Disabled People Orgasms for a Living. And it was about sex surrogates. Have you heard of this?
Yes.
So I did a little recap. Okay. It's a company called Sensual Solutions. And they're basically intimacy coaches that help people with disabilities, not like escorting or anything. It's more like kissing and touching, and because people with disabilities get horny and thousands of people, you know, want to feel human and worthy. And just that intimacy of touching and connecting with someone, I think might be really hard because other people are scared. What do we what would you call someone that's not? What do we say? I don't want to use the word normal.
I don't know the term that I would use either. I would say able-bodied.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. I like that. But yeah, basically these people go in, so right, they're trying to figure out where the erogenous zones are on that disabled person. And if it just so happens that they're paralyzed from the waist down and they can't feel anything, they try to remap the brain with a new pleasure center and just kind of help that person access their body and what's going to feel good for them. One of the men that was, I think he had cerebral palsy. Is it cerebral or cerebral?
Cerebral.
Okay. You know, just trying to get it right. One of the guys on there said that, you know, he feels like he has to be very vulnerable. I have to have a certain level of vulnerability to let someone have sex with you, opposed to able-bodied people.
Right.
And then there was another company I found that basically volunteer to help people whose hands are non-functioning or too many spasms or something like that to help them masturbate.
Yeah.
And we were having the conversation, me and Aisha, in the lobby about whether or not we could do it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I could it because I'd be so nervous.
I don't know if I think it was the question about volunteering.
Because I definitely do shit for free.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But like, could you for the greater good? Like, there's so many things I would do to volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I could do that.
I think above a lot of things, this is probably one I would do. Like, I don't mean to sound like a shithead. No. But like, I'm not really interested in like feeding the homeless. That's probably really shitty of me to say. But, like, I...
so bad.
But, like, I could
do this part because
sex is a big part of,
the last time a girl that came on our show that I had sex with, she said this comment of, like, how she only likes fucking girls that are black and mixed with something. Now the next girl that I fuck doesn't want to meet fucking people homeless.
Listen, not everybody's thing is everybody's thing.
I respect that. I get it.
You can only put your
You would
like
rather jerk off someone who can't use their hands or motor skills, basically, than feed the homeless.
Then, serve the homeless food. Everybody's serving the homeless food. We don't need more people serving the homeless food.
We need more hand jobs.
I could give homeless people hand jobs. Maybe that's the thing.
Okay. Ashley, what about you? Could you do it? Especially being that you could maybe...
It's really? Something that I have thought about because I feel like for me growing up, let me just give like a little background of like my situation.
So yeah, I guess we'll jump into it. The horrible decisions.
Just so you understand like how I didn't have any education whatsoever as far as sex being disabled. Mm. So I had to kind of figure that shit out on my own. Uh-huh. I had a surgery for scoliosis when I was 11. And the, thank you.
Scoliosis.
Okay. Yeah, scoliosis.
So you were not born
no.
using a wheelchair mm-mm. or disabled, anything? Okay.
Yeah, so I had surgery when I was 11. And the surgeons pinched a nerve in my spinal cord, and it caused paralysis from my breast line down. So, yeah. So from the time that I was 11, I'll say 3 to 4 months, I was in the hospital rehab, learning how to do everything all over again. And because I was 11, I don't even know if they do this for adults, but they don't talk about sex with you or, like, you know.
What about adaptive. Your vagina? Like,
yeah, no, nothing. The only thing that I remember them actually doing for me was shaving my legs, because that's something that I did before. Like, I wanted to shave my legs. I'm a hairy bitch. So I'd like to shave my legs. I like to shave. But as far as, like, anything else, like your pubic area, your underarms, you pretty much had to do that on your own, figure
so
it out on your
it
own.
It was pinched, right?
Yeah, pinched nerve.
So what do you feel now? Where do you start feeling sensation?
It's weird. So my breast line down, I am split directly down the middle. So I have more feeling on my left side than I do my right side.
Wow.
Yeah. And I mean, when I say directly down the middle, my clit, everything, like, it's
shut yeah, up.
Yep. Yeah, yep. Yeah, yep.
Yeah. Literally one side of your clit.
Yes.
I don't mean to smile.
I'm no, like, no.
I'm like.
No,
so
it's,
like,
yeah.
I just kind of assume, and I think we all kind of assume, like, if you don't feel it, you just don't feel
it. You just
it.
Don't feel
yeah.
it at
There's
all.
There's, like, one or
yeah.
the other.
Wow.
Like, that's mm-hmm. how, I guess that, I mean, it makes sense to me. That's actually not how the brain works.
Yeah.
And, like, how everything is wired.
Yeah. You get. And that's literally what it is. It's like when you have a pinched nerve, your brain is not able to kind of, like, function on which area needs to work more than the other.
Yeah.
So the way my body ended up reacting to the paralysis is that I am stronger on my right side than I am my left side, but I feel more on my left side than I do my right
stronger,
side.
Stronger, like, as far as the things you can do, like picking things up?
Yeah. So another thing too is that they told me I would never be able to walk again. I would never have any feeling. I was completely paralyzed. So mm-hmm. about 3 months after I got out of the hospital, I was able to wiggle my big toe. So from there, it went from me wiggling my big toe to taking steps. Mm-hmm. And now I have limited mobility. Mm. As long as I'm holding on to something, I can walk. But I still need to, you know, use a chair to get around comfortably. But yeah, like, they told me that would never happen. The doctors still to this day don't know how I'm able to do what I'm able to do.
Right.
But it's happening.
So it's crazy because, like, just walking into the studio, never mm-hmm. before have I ever looked for a ramp.
Yeah.
And I looked at it, and then I know there were stairs coming up to
yeah.
the studio. Like,
yeah.
just, you know, as far, like, a few. And I was like, okay, so, you know, and it made me nervous.
Yeah, yeah.
So you were able to get up those stairs because I didn't
yeah.
see it.
Yeah, well, they were able to help me. So that's another thing that a lot of people think, like, if you don't have a ramp or adaptive, you know, services for people with disabilities, that, you know, that's the end-all be-all. Like, there's no way that you're going to get help. Mm-hmm. But 9 times out of 10, people are going to help you if they see that you need help or if you go and ask them. Like, if they turn you away, they're just assholes.
Has
right?
that happened?
Not particularly. Like, they will play dumb, like, they don't know, like, that I need help, but I have to go that extra mile to actually ask for help. Like,
I'm sure that's I could not imagine having to be dependent on people I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scary.
Yeah, that is really scary.
With Ubers, like, I always do the Uber extra large. Like, I don't
just
do
laughing
the.
Because I know they're like, ugh.
Yeah, and I tell them, like, as soon as they connect with me, I message them and I say, hey, I'll be out on the sidewalk. I'm using a chair. I will show you how to break everything down. It'll be easy peasy. Because 9 times out of 10, especially here, they see that you use a wheelchair. They'll cancel it.
That shit should be illegal.
It should
right?
be.
What the fuck?
But they
bitch,
do
I'm about to protest.
They do have a wheelchair accessible like off service from the
I
Uber.
Saw that.
Yeah, but that's going to take about 20 minutes for that to get to you. Mm. So, I'm going to get this Uber X, my chair breaks down.
How long does it take?
Literally 2 seconds. Like, it doesn't take long at all.
You just, like, fold it in?
Well, mine is a little bit different because, okay.
Since you have, like, I wanted to ask, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have, like, a good chair? Like, this a popping chair?
This is, I just got this shit. So, this is my everyday, like, you know, getting around chair or whatever. But.
You got, like, a club chair?
I want to modify my little chair. I want some rims. Like, not no spinners, but I want something like, you know, cute.
Nice.
Yeah, like, I don't want, like, these are standard.
It's your car, bitch.
Exactly. It's like, it's gonna get me.
Are there companies that do that?
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely companies.
So back to your tits.
Yeah. Oh, my
tits.
They
both look good, but basically, dang. If I grab one,
feels, one doesn't feel.
I made a whole mental note that the left titty is what we go for.
No, remember, it's the breast line down, so I can feel up until this point.
Mm, so it's so, underneath.
So
it's
wait,
underneath.
Nipples, you're good.
Nipples are half. Split this way.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm like now like trying to figure out in my head how I approach this.
This is really psh right now.
Yeah,
for me.
So I'm like down here. So it starts, my paralysis starts here.
So did the tattoo hurt?
Up here, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that shit hurt. I feel like my chest was being like cut open. Ooh, with
she
scalpel.
Has like that Rihanna style tat.
Like, yeah, like the sternum. Here, yep. Yeah, so, it goes down.
What, so you mentioned your clit, things like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Do you communicate these things to your partner? Like, what do you do to make sure that someone's pleasing you? I'm sure they, do they, I feel like they would ask.
They don't.
I mean,
I think it's, well, that's, the thing is that they look at me and they see that I don't fit the textbook, you know, version of what someone in a chair looks like. Mm. So if
I hate to say that,
yeah,
but you don't.
I know.
I think you might be the best looking person.
Oh my God.
I'm trying
don't
to think about-
say that. Now I'm red. I'm going to start blushing.
My Christopher in the back, but I think we can all agree. Like,
yeah.
Because you there, know what?
Oh, what?
For example, you know what? This is super offensive. I don't care.
Say he's going to break it. Okay.
I feel like when you see people, right? Or, like, people make comments like, oh, she's hot for this. Or she's hot for that. Mm-hmm. No, you like regular hot.
Right.
You
thank
ain't
you. Thank you.
I was about to say it, but then I was like, I don't know if I'm being so I wasn't going to say it, but,
it's
like,
in
there's
here.
No.
Yeah, no.
I want this to be, like, a safe space to
it
be
is.
Dumb.
No. And that's...
Okay, I said I'm not
I
feeling...
I want y'all to, like, ask the questions because you're not asking anything that anyone else hasn't already asked.
So are you insulted when dudes be like, you're hot for the wheelchair?
It's not that... If that's the first thing you say to me, then yes.
Right.
If you don't ask, like, approach me in a way that's like, hey, how are you doing? You know.
Right.
Introduce yourself first. And then let's delve into that. I go to bars a lot. Well, not I'm going to say a lot. I mean, I go to bars.
You're
but,
in Jacksonville, so how many dead ends you fucking, basically?
Ooh, it's been
you don't
a
have
while.
To answer that.
It's been a while, honey. But. I go to bars and their approach is very different because they are probably drunk.
Mm.
So they see what they want, but they don't know how to kind of like gauge that.
Are
so,
you always in your chair at the bar? Do you sometimes
always,
sit on the espresso?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know if like maybe they were like, they didn't
I don't
know.
Fake the funk. No. When I go out, you what you see is what you get. So I actually had an experience with this one guy where I've gotten into spats with people over this, but they will come up to me and either touch my chair or ask me about, like, how long have I had it?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what do you mean?
Is that
like,
a good question?
That's a, yeah.
Okay.
That's,
no, I think.
Yeah. I feel like that's it's a rude question because, first of all, I'm at a bar. So if you're asking me why I'm in a wheelchair, you're asking me to delve into something that.
What happened to my body?
Yeah, what happened to my body?
Now, and, see, I only wanted to ask, is that rude? Because I feel like I was thinking that gets deeper, like what happened to your body? But
yes.
I feel like some people may not really think like that.
They don't. And when you're drinking too, you really don't think about that.
And they don't
that.
Know how else to spark
start yeah,
the conversation.
Start
yeah,
the conversation.
Yeah.
Basically, people are like dumb.
Yeah.
And they don't know to just be like, oh, you're an actor, like you're just a human.
Yeah.
A human. Like, I mean, men are dumb. Always, right? They wheelchair or not, they're asking
right,
stupid
yeah.
fucking questions.
I mean, it is what it is. But with to get back to your question, I typically do not explain to them like in detail like where I can feel versus where I can't feel.
Well, you're talking
when do
about
you
before
get to
sex.
That?
Why not?
Well, because I know my body. So for me, internally, it's kind of similar to where it, I feel more on my left side and my, or
I was like just gonna ask if someone's inside of you.
Yeah, inside, it's kind of similar. So if I can feel you, then I feel like that's fine for me. But even with able-bodied like persons having sex, you're gonna have a hard time having an orgasm. Or
girl, because like, I'm thinking to myself,
yeah,
I know for a fact that dudes can't make me come sometimes. And it's okay. It's like maybe it's hard, whatever.
Yeah.
But for you,
for me,
I can almost imagine like freaking. So... I would honestly, you telling me this, right? If I was thinking I was gonna sleep with you, I would feel a little nervous because I would want to make sure that you're pleased.
Yeah.
You're telling me people are sincerely not asking
you. No. Guys, because they look at me as an able-bodied person that just uses a chair. They're not thinking about the fact that I have a paralysis.
Now, see, we need to get in.
Yeah.
Because my main goal of this show is to obviously destigmatize stereotypes and make you come.
Yeah.
Can you make me a promise?
Yes.
I want you to text me after it happens.
Okay.
The next person you fuck, you tell them where what's going to turn you on and where they're going to get you off.
Okay.
You've got to do that.
Yeah.
We all have to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely something that I've been, like, really getting to the point where it's... If it's just a hookup type thing, like, you know, one night stand or whatever, then it is what it is.
Like you're maybe not saying it because you're worried you're going to scare them or make them nervous?
Nah. They just don't... They don't think about my... pleasure, so to speak. I think with some of the men that I have been with, I do think that they are very much attracted to the idea of me and like my body, my like,
because you're curvy as fuck.
Thank you. But they're attracted to that, but they don't go that extra mile into trying to please someone. They are basically using my body to masturbate.
Do you think
about women? Is it different when?
So with the women, so I haven't actually been with a woman as an adult. This was like younger. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was young as fuck. So I haven't actually experienced that either. I'm sure if I did, like that would be a no-brainer. Like
I think we are just more sensitive. Like just a little bit more. But I mean, I don't know. I can't really say.
We communicate better with each other versus men and women communicating.
Have you ever felt like someone wanted to fuck you because you use a chair?
Oh, yeah. Those are called devotees.
Devotees.
So they are people that are attracted to disabilities.
Huh. Yes. We've had that as a kink, I think.
Maybe, okay.
Okay, maybe we haven't, but I feel like maybe we've
probably.
Let's talk about that.
So devotees, they are very peculiar people. So I'm on like dating apps and stuff like that.
Which ones?
Oh God. Hmm? Well, okay. So I've been on Tinder. I've been on OkCupid. I'm currently on Hinge and Bumble.
Okay.
Is one better for you?
Yeah. So
I like Bumble.
Yeah, Bumble. I feel like you kind of get your cake and eat it too a little bit because they're more attractive guys on there that you will match with and actually they will communicate with you versus with Hinge, you kind of match with them. It'll be like one or two messages and they, like, you don't hear anything.
So I've heard that Hinge, by the way, for those of you that don't know what Hinge is, it's an app that, like, connects you to mutual friends of friends. Mm-hmm. In New York, it hasn't really done that for me because I guess I don't really have many friends in New York or on Facebook.
Yeah.
But... I mean,
Facebook?
Huh?
Are we friends on Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, it doesn't really say much. Actually, it's funny that you asked that. Whenever I'm match with a guy on Tinder or something, he has that Brooklyn boy look, it's always at the bottom. One mutual friend is Aisha.
Well, you're welcome.
So like Hinge, right, matches friends of friends. But I feel like maybe it's like that because it's not an actively used app like Tinder and Bumble is.
It definitely isn't.
Are there any sites for people that are disabled?
Not that I know of. I personally don't think that I would be interested, though.
Because then it's like, oh, you're, like, looking for me and shit?
And I feel like with, devotees, they are attracted to the disability. Some of them feel like they have to be attracted to the person first, and then the disability comes
second. Hold on.
Yeah.
So they, like, ask you why you're, like, they get off on that?
They like the fact that... Okay, it's a whole like range of different
bitch,
types.
You see
of,
the time? We only 45
know,
minutes in the
I know.
Tunnel.
Yeah. It's a whole different range.
You think
so,
people ain't sitting in the car or sitting with their headphones like, God damn!
Oh yeah,
they're googling this shit. So oh you yeah, tell us.
It's a whole different range of people. So you have devotees that are attracted to the devices. So it could be like your assistive devices. So it could be the wheelchair. It could be the crutches. It could be a prosthetic.
Trying not to kink shame.
I know. So
does a human even need to be attached to those things? Or are those people who are just...
Good question.
In order for them to actually have a sexual relationship, then yes. They need to be, like, a human needs to be attached to
that. Okay, I get
what
you're saying. Are they attracted to the object?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, okay,
you're saying they're into seeing you.
They're into seeing, yeah. They're,
like, they want to, like, I don't want to say it. But I want to say it.
Say it.
Like they want to come on it and shit?
They probably do.
Oh!
I purposely, when I first realized what was happening, so there is a couple people that would hit me up on OkCupid. Uh-huh. I don't know how they found me or whatever, but I'm in Florida. They're all the way in, like, California. There is nothing that you can search in reference to someone having a disability. Mm. So I don't know what
they were going through every single picture.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know what they were doing, but they were finding me. So I would get messages like, your wheelchair is like really sexy, or how are your legs like so full? Because some of them are attracted to atrophy, like the slimness of...
What's it called, atrophy?
Yeah, so it's when your muscles aren't
developed,
so your legs tend to be thinner.
I wanted to ask you actually, yeah. that is one of my questions, like your body, mm-hmm. how do you stay in shape? But we'll get
I don't do anything. I eat.
God was like, you know what? That right titty might not feel much, but he's gonna give you a Beyonce body.
No, I am. And you know what? It's funny that you say that, because when I was younger, I was really skinny. So if a guy at that time, I would say around the ages of like 16 to 18, 19 years old, uh-huh. I was very thin. Like, I think I weighed the most was 100 pounds. So at that time, if a devotee saw me, they would have loved that shit because I looked disabled.
Oh, I hear you.
Yeah.
So did you have to learn about all of these things very early to kind of protect yourself from these people, or like, is it something that you've been collecting?
It's just whatever came along the way. Like, with the whole devotee thing, like, it was people, like, finding me. Mm-hmm. And then I think I saw a Vice article, like, a Vice or Broadly, that actually went more into detail about devotees. There's wannabes, and then there's pretenders. So, yeah. So, you got your wannabes. Wannabes are people that are psychologically want to be disabled.
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Yeah. They want to be disabled, so it's...
Are they attracted to the immobility of it?
I think it's a little bit of... It's something that has happened to them when they were younger. They were exposed to something that it just kind of, like, clicked in their mind, like... Oh my gosh, I like the way this looks. Mm. So, like, when you think about a kid and, like, you know.
Or maybe they just want to be helpless. I feel like it's got to be deeper. I watched the TLC episode. Mm-hmm. I don't know if y'all ever saw this, but it was this guy that he was like, kept feeding this woman he was with, short black guy, uh-huh. fat white girl. And he was like, I want her to be so big that she can't move. That, you remember that?
What?
He's like, I have to wash her. I want to be able to do everything for her. That's how, like, big I want her to get. And he got turned on to the fact that that's some sadistic shit.
That
Ooh,
is
fuck, yeah. that gives me the heebie-jeebies.
That is a level of devoteeism. Like when you
when
you are actually in some of them like the idea of someone being helpless and they want to help them.
So when men find out that you can like your body,
yeah,
that you can like move around a little bit,
yeah.
Are they, like, surprised? Like, how does that happen? You go home with a guy, one night stand, boom.
Yeah.
Let's walk through that.
Yeah.
Because do they not know what to do? Are they just, like...
They don't know in the moment what to do, but when they see, like, how I am able to move, then they kind of like go with my flow. Hmm.
Do you ask them if they've been with anyone?
Nah, because they've not, they haven't. They haven't.
This is not like fucking a Latina.
No, okay? They haven't.
Like a Latino 3 out of 10 chance.
No, they haven't.
I just love that she said they haven't.
No, they haven't. And it, I think that they assume that I like, okay. So there's this idea too that when you are in a wheelchair that your vagina doesn't work. So in the sense of that you can't get wet, mm-hmm. that you, there's no like muscle, like, you know, contractions at all. But I had to like kind of explore my own body to figure out like what actually works for me. Mm-hmm. So clitoral stimulation is definitely like a huge thing for me. Like it, I feel like with most women, it is. Like, you have to have, like, clitoral stimulation. So then okay, so from 11, I masturbated a lot before 11. Mm-hmm. From 11 to, I'll say, about 16, I didn't masturbate at all.
Oh.
Because I thought that I wouldn't be able to feel it, and I didn't want to try to do it and then be disappointed.
Yeah.
So I think
maybe I almost
want to
cry.
No, don't. But like when I got to 16, I was like, you know what? Fuck this shit. Like, it's my damn vagina. Like, if it doesn't happen, then it doesn't happen. So I started trying to like, you know, masturbate more and kind of like figure out what works for me. I was ordering toys, which is kind of embarrassing because I was hoping like my parents didn't open my packages. but like I was ordering toys because I knew like even before the surgery that clitoral stimulation was my thing. Mm-hmm. So I ordered toys and then I realized, okay, I like the clit thing, but now let me try something with like insertion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I started getting vibrators for insertion. And once I did that, and then I made myself orgasm, there's no excuse as to why another person that I'm having sex with cannot make me come.
What about your asshole?
So.
Sorry, I was trying to figure it out. Because you know, when a bitch got a big booty, you can tell even when they're sitting down.
Yeah.
I feel like I could see it.
You can see it a little bit.
I can see it.
Yes.
And so I'm interested in knowing, because I'm sure somebody's wanting to fuck you in the ass. How do you feel? Like, how does it feel? Is it still left and right side? How does that feel? Have you ever fingers?
There's more nerve endings in your asshole and like your clit area. Mm-hmm. So I've done anal before. So I have. In like the same process, like you need to have lube, like you need to take it easy, like you don't want to go in full throttle. I don't know. I can't really say that it's the same because I feel like that area is more, like I have more nerves.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's the same as my vagina and like my feeling being left and right. I'm not sure. But
this is bullshit. You're basically telling me you're disabled, I'm able-bodied, and I'm not fucking in the ass on the regular, bro. Why not? Like,
you still?
Okay, so like I fucked in the ass once, but I keep, every time it like happens, I don't count it because it's not a whole dick.
Really?
It's like a tip dick. So I feel like I'm not getting fucked in the ass.
I mean, the thing is you have never been approached by someone, or someone has never approached it in a way that you're comfortable. Because once you do it, you're going to want to say that you have.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
That might be it.
I actually had a girl write me a DM. I'd let you peg me.
I'll do it, right?
Hey.
I've never had a girl tell me she would peg me. I feel like you would just fuck me with a strap-on. We never talked about the strap-ons.
Nope.
Actually, they weren't necessary. Also, we did have sex for 3 fucking hours. I was exhausted. Thought my wrist was going to break, honestly.
Something that might help too is a warming lube. Something that's like stimulative, so you when you're like,
first of all, Ashley, I'm listening right now. This is my show.
I'm just saying, because that like for me, like with stimulation and everything, I realized like a warming lube definitely does help me a lot more.
Is there any kind of products that you do use to help entice the feeling? Like, do you use like the
there's like clitoral jolt gel?
No, not necessarily like the gel, but I've gotten toys that I feel like definitely works best for me. So there's this one I got, I can't remember the name of it, but it's supposed to be a like flickering tongue. Mm-hmm. So, but it looks like a little tulip. So it's by the Fun Factory. That's, I forget the name of it, but it's by the Fun Factory. And it's split down the middle, and the two flaps are, like, flickering back and forth with a vibration. Mm. So what I personally like to do is use it as an insertion, because the way it curves, it can sit, like, on my clit and also be inserted as well, too.
Okay. It's kind of like my Wii vibe, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah. So it's, I feel like that definitely was like, I love that thing.
Speaking of heightening things, mm-hmm. what positions are best for you and which Ooh. Are very difficult for you?
Missionary, of course. Doggy.
Is that good or bad?
Yeah. That's good. Those are good.
Doggy is good for you.
Yeah,
missionary.
Doggy
okay.
is good.
And is doggy good because you can hold yourself with your arms and it feels more secure? Like, why is doggy good? If
kind of, but I feel like my pelvic floor drops more too, so I can feel more, but I can also take more too in doggy position.
Oh, this is all of us, bitch.
Yeah. So, okay.
Now, what is difficult?
So on top, I haven't really like figured that out as much yet, as far as like me having control on top, because I feel like that's typically what that position is for, is you having that control.
Yeah.
So usually if I am on top, the guy is doing the work. Yeah, he's doing like.
Do you use toys? I've used toys,
but for whatever reason, it still doesn't work. They end up coming too fast. Because they're feeling the vibration
right.
from the toy, too.
Oh, I thought she was, like, using this time to have a humble flex. Like,
no.
They're coming too fast.
I mean, I could do that, too, but...
So, like, when sucking dick, right? Like,
yes.
Okay, what's most comfortable for you? Because for me, I get on my knees when I'm giving a blowjob.
Okay.
But I'm very curious to know that when you give blowjobs, are they lying down? Are you, like, how does that work out for you? Because you said that you're able to move while you're holding on to things.
Yes. So for me, I will either be on my side and basically kind of like over their waist. Mm-hmm. So
wait.
So if they're laying this way.
Let's pretend.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the guy. You have
okay.
to suck my dick.
Yeah.
So they're laying this way.
Yes.
You're laying
I'm
on the
here.
Side.
Yes. Yep. But I put my arm over to the other side
hey,
of
where?
Them. So
here?
put your arm, you're going to rest your arm there.
So I've done this.
Yeah. So that way I'm able to support myself. So if I get like, you know, tired or whatever,
okay.
I'm resting my head and my arm. Like, yeah.
You got to stop.
Because I be getting tired.
And these bitches out here.
Yeah,
first,
y'all.
You get on your knees, you are doing it wrong.
Yeah, what?
I'm doing too much.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
So like, I be wanting to like, you know, rest. And
have you ever gotten annoyed with how a guy was like trying to be too careful when they were fucking you and you're like, god damn, nigga, like,
yeah, it's annoying because they think that they're gonna hurt me. That's another thing too, is like they don't want to hurt me, so they're like, is this okay? There has been guys that don't think about that, and I had one guy that just yank my damn legs. I'm not, oh no, like no, you can't do that. I have pins and rods in my spinal cord, so my back doesn't bend. So when you try to bend my legs back, like, I'm literally about to be folded up like a lawn chair. Like, you can't, like,
got it,
you know,
got it, got
like,
it.
Like.
So, like, when you're moving, you said your favorite position is from behind. So when you're turning around, right, you just said your back doesn't bend too well. Like,
yeah,
are you even communicating to let them know how sensitive you are with certain things?
Yeah, like, I'll let them know, like, if that's not
good,
if it doesn't feel right or they're doing too much. Like, yeah, I'm very vocal about that. But, like, the pre-like talk, if they don't initiate it, I'm going to see how well they listen to my body and what I say to them during sex. That basically tells me whether or not I'm going to fuck you again.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not that attentive enough to actually, like, make sure that you're not hurt, you're not hurting me, you're not making me uncomfortable, then I'm kind of like, ugh, okay, I want the sex, but also I'm probably not going to fuck you again.
Now, so I think I don't know if we got sidetracked, but we talked about one night stand. So
oh,
I'm
yeah.
curious to know with Florida. By the way, there's some drinks over there. And those cups. if you want to be hospitable, anybody. Okay. In Florida, yes. I used to live in Florida, right? Yeah. I lived there for 18 years of my life. Oh, no, I'm sorry. 23 years of my life. Maybe more. I don't know. I can't add right now. So I've lived in a lot of exterior apartments. Mm-hmm. How many times have you wanted to go home with someone and they had a second floor apartment and no elevator? And then what happens?
You're going to carry my ass up there. Like, if you want this pussy, you're going to carry me up them damn stairs. Like, it's like...
I feel like a dude, like, picking me up. Oh, God.
Yeah, they do that. And then it'll be like... that lets me know, like, how far men will go just to get fucked.
No!
No, literally. Like, they are literally physically exerting themselves to get pussy.
Good.
I'm talking about, I mean...
Listen, I've been fucked up and people have had to carry me up the stairs.
Listen, no. There's definitely a different level of fucked up if you carry me up two flights of stairs.
Now, do you live with anyone? Do you live alone? So you live alone?
I live alone, yeah.
Is there certain things in your house that you need to, like, be comfortable? Like what do you look for in finding an apartment? Or, like, am I thinking too much? Are we all thinking too much?
For me, I don't need that much. So, but for other people, I can't say, you know, that my experience is, you know, the same as theirs. So for me, all I need is wide doorways, like low countertops for me to reach stuff. Other than that, as long as my bathroom is accessible, my room is accessible, I'm good.
Right.
It's literally just doorway space and no steps at all.
So in a dating profile, and I want you to be honest with this, I feel like a lot of women kind of bullshit with their bodies. For example, they use pictures of, like, their face and maybe not the rest of it to let you know they look chunky.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had a time, because you seem very confident right now to me in this moment, but also you're almost 30.
Have there
ever been a time where you've only used your face and not told people you had a chair in fear that they...
I've done it all. So it was to the point where I had to do my research if other people were experiencing the same thing that I was experiencing. So I went through the first stage of posting the wheelchair first, like a photo of me in the wheelchair, and then face pictures, and then maybe another wheelchair pic. I won't say anything in the profile, but you can see the damn chair in the pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So they'll swipe right, and then they'll message me or whatever, and it gets to the point where, like, okay, do you want to hang out? Like, what are we about to do? And I had to make I had to double check to make sure that they saw that I use a chair.
Don't tell me somebody acting like this.
Yes.
I can't stand niggas. Let me go.
Yes.
I'm tired of them.
Yes.
I'm tired of them.
Yes. They will literally be like,
I can see when you've got a cock eye.
Thank you.
My fucking wheelchair.
I'm literally sitting in, like, shit. Let me show you this goddamn.
I've been up and down that profile, making sure she knows how tall they am. So.
Yeah. I'm like, are you serious? Like, I'm literally sitting in my wheelchair. And this is, like, one of the pictures that I use on my profile in general. Like,
it's obvious.
Yeah. You see the wheels, and I'm like, why would I be sitting in front of a fucking mirror? So then it got to the point where I was like, okay, they're not paying attention. So
I mean, let me put it.
Yeah.
I'm looking at your ass so much, I don't know where you sit.
So, okay.
You acting like you was out in the park, and, like, we see the full visual, like, we see the rim.
But it's there.
Like, I don't see no spin banners. I'm looking at tits and
ass. I'm just like, okay. So then I thought, okay, maybe the chair is not, you know, as prominent in the pictures as they need to be. So then I started putting in my profile, if you have an issue with me using a chair, don't even bother swiping right.
Yeah, it says, but yes, I use a wheelchair. Do not swipe right if that bothers you.
Exactly. So
okay,
they don't read. So I'm like, I can't win for losing. Like, y'all, it's just
so. I hear you at the bottom of my profile. I used to have something about Trump. I took that off, and I put, if you're on that All Lives Matter shit, don't swipe right. And I was talking to a guy for weeks that later said, oh, I went to look on your Tinder profile to show my friends a picture of you, and why do you have this? And I'm like, Bruh. You've been in my house with Malcolm X pictures on the wall. Like, and now you want to know?
Yeah.
That I was too niggerish for you today?
Stop dating white guys.
Aisha, you do too. That's how me and you matched on Tinder. And by the way, I haven't fucked a white guy the last two dicks. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. Mm-hmm. The last dick.
Oh, two.
So remember it.
She's like, last half.
No, let me tell you. Yeah. I don't know what it is that's clicking to me. They're like, I just can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Not anywhere forever, but just like not right now. And now my white friends are like, bitch, you got to stop. Mm-hmm. And now I feel like it's just like, I know.
I had to stop too. I'm right there with you.
I'm just really sensitive in this climate. Mm-hmm. Why'd you say that when like you, what made you, I'm curious because I know the last guy you dated, you felt like he wasn't, I hate the word woke now, socially conscious enough for you. You said that really bothered you when you guys watched Dear White People. Now, how do you feel about it now?
About him specifically or about...
Just like dating white guys, what do you find that...
It just
that
there are way better ones out there than other ones.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know how else to say that. Like right now, my partner is wonderful and he is extremely socially conscious. And even if, you know, you grow up with certain things and he still will say some shit and I'll just check him real hard.
Yeah.
And he's like, cool, got it.
Have you had, I've always wanted to ask you, I remember telling someone about you in your pocket, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, Indian? She is? And I'm like.
Well, half, but.
I mean, I'm so confused. She looks Indian as fuck to me. Her name's Aisha. Like, what?
Yeah. I don't know about it.
I feel like. To me, like you look, maybe I'm confused with Indian East West, but like,
yeah,
what happens? Do you ever have like guys that are like, oh my God, my first Indian chick?
Oh no. Oh, if that ever fucking happened to me, I don't know what I would do.
Because like, I have found that a lot of times people will tell me I'm their first something. Not really recently, but it's bothered me so much.
Yeah.
No, and I think men that typically like me typically have dated other women who are like me.
That's a good point.
Like, they, like, you look at their past history and they're all like some mm-hmm. something of something.
Yeah.
You know? So
I'm trying to think of some final thoughts because I feel like this is such an important episode and I don't want to let the hour go by. And mm-hmm. someone's like, how the fuck could you have not asked her this? Does anyone in the room, we have a few people in the room, have a question that you think I missed or that you're wondering right now? You guys are a little like you weren't here the whole time, but.
Come on with it.
Yeah. Tell me. Quick, motherfucker, grab the mic.
I walked in late. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Your episode isn't coming yet.
Low key. How do they eat your ass?
I get on off. I mean,
answer that already.
No.
No.
I'm sorry.
We answered the basic question. Like, what do you feel? Things like this.
That's not disrespectful. Right?
No.
Okay. How do they eat your ass? Like, how does that whole thing?
That's a good question.
So, with me, like, being able to do doggy, like, I can get on all fours.
Oh, it's not on?
Oh, it is? Oh, shit.
Oh, so low-key asked, how do they eat Ashley's ass? And it's funny because I wanted to talk about oral sex, but mm-hmm. I was kind of thinking, like, you on your back.
Yeah.
But, like, so are you feeling, so you get on all fours. That's mm-hmm. Is that what you prefer when someone's going down on you?
Not necessarily that, but if someone wanted to eat my ass, that would be the position.
Because when you were saying your legs,
yeah.
you like, have to put them too far away.
Yeah, exactly. But,
I mean, I like it on like my ass eating all fours too, so.
Yeah,
I got it.
I just feel like you have like access to both easily, so you can go back and forth if mm-hmm. need be. So, yeah.
Have you ever had sex with someone that was disabled too?
No.
Oh, I wanted to ask that question.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not. I think that would be
harder,
that,
right?
I won't say necessarily harder, but that definitely will have more of a dialogue prior to having sex.
Mm.
Because we would need to know what each person is able to do and what works for them versus what works for me.
Yeah.
So I think with having sex with another person that is disabled, definitely there would be more of a dialogue before sex.
Have you ever been attracted to someone who's
For me,
because I was wondering that. Like, I feel like there might be a community or like some kind of Facebook group or anything, mm-hmm. right? And so that's what's made me wonder if you've ever met someone that you've been into. And
it's never been like on a community type thing. It'll just be like out in public because being that I am from Jacksonville, like I'm usually like, I still got like a sore thumb, so I'm usually the only person in that area that had like uses a wheelchair. So when I
now when you say that area, by the way, do you I do want to ask, do you go to black clubs specifically? Do you go to a certain, like, are you in a certain group?
I've been to both. So
I used, like, to people like see you and they know that you're the I don't want to say it.
The pretty girl in the chair.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. That I've gotten that since high school. Like, I went to a predominantly black high school. It's a huge high school, but I was the only person in the wheelchair. Mm-hmm. So I was known as the pretty girl in the wheelchair. I hated that shit. And the only reason why I hated it at that time is because the fact that other girls treated me like shit because of that.
Get the fuck out of
yes!
here.
Yes. Yeah.
High school bitches are the worst.
Listen, not sure. only did I have to deal with colorism, I had to deal with ableism as well. So you're not only light-skinned, you are what I guess traditionally pretty, but you use a wheelchair. Like, that bitch ain't better than me. Like, she in a fucking wheelchair. Like, what? Like, this? Yeah. Mm. It was that mentality that I kind of had to deal with throughout high school.
I'm just sitting here in my mouth open because people blow my fucking mind. Even as a kid, I feel like I had empathy. I don't feel like that took me time to learn at all. So it just really fucking blows my mind. I'm sure someone's told you, like, fuck you. Like, you think you're pretty, or like, people had, like you because you're in
listen,
it.
Listen, like, I had a dude recently. He's a local rapper. I ain't gonna say no names. In Jacksonville.
Do I know who it is? I'm from Orlando.
You might. I don't know. He's a Jacksonville rapper, though. Anyways, he had been hitting me up for the longest on Facebook. Like, he.
Okay.
But it'll be like that. It's not poke anymore. They wave at your ass. Yep. So he be waving.
What other finger things can be decide? Like, yeah, like, no, fucking like, fondle the balls, whoever.
Yeah, right? So I got to the point where I'm like, yo, like, stop waving at me. If you want to speak, speak. Stop doing that shit. So it was like little small talk or whatever. I'm like, why are you hitting me up? You fine. I'm like, okay, what else? Like, is that it? Like, is that all you got to say? So we got to the point where he kept doing that. And then he actually asked me to come over. And I was like, I know what you're trying to do. Like, you're used to getting bitches, you know, dropping a dime on you. Whenever you say come through, they come through. I'm not that bitch. Mm. So, yes, you're attractive. All I know about you is that you do music. That's it.
Right.
I need some type of, like, it like dialogue as like stimulate my damn mind first. Something.
So, I mean, Has anyone ever said to you that, like, you're lucky because you're pretty? Like, it'd be a lot harder for you to date?
Yeah.
Do you find that it's still been... I mean, I feel like it's... I don't give a shit how pretty you are. I feel like it'd still be difficult.
Yeah, it is. Because they...
Are you single right now or are you dating?
Yeah, I'm single. I'm dating, but I'm definitely single. I think a lot of... What has happened is they, like I said before, they like the idea of me. So they'll get into it and...
Then they realize it's work.
Then, no, it ain't even work. They ain't got to do shit. You ain't got to do shit for me. They don't have to do a damn thing. It's all about image. Mm. It's literally all about image. I was dating a guy, I'll say about 3 or 4 years ago. And I realized, like, after the fact, like, he... posted his previous girlfriends on social media. He posted girls after me on social media and never posted me. Yeah. So it's like me kind of like taking into account like, okay, some guys are going to feel ashamed. Well, what it is that it's not necessarily them. They're probably okay with, you know, me being in a chair. It's what they think society would think about them by dating someone in a chair. Society will say, like, oh, you're a pervert. Like, you're taking advantage. All these... Like,
you have just, a fetish.
Yeah, a fetish.
Like, you can't give fucks.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Because people will think, like...
Look, there's three men in this room. I can tell you right now. They've all checked you.
Hey, thanks.
So, yeah. How... I guess my last question before we get into home mail.
Yeah.
How is it... I don't know, right now, like, currently dating, like, you've learned that this has happened. Is there anything that you, like, won't take? Are there things that you're willing to work through? Like, what are the things that are, like, absolute no's for you when it comes to, like, men? And
I think at this point, I really don't... It's not even with the me in a chair. It's men that will say to me that they've never been with a black girl before.
Ooh.
So... as soon as I get that, I'm like, block. Like, yeah. I don't want to hear that shit.
Why
I don't
want to.
Yeah. Yeah.
That shit is gross. But what's crazy with black men, they seem to enjoy that. I feel like
there's a white woman who comes to them and says, I've never been with black men.
I obviously, I'm not speaking for all, but I can only speak for my experiences with asking that question with fetishizing. I feel like black women constantly have that question asked, and they feel so disrespected by it. And I can completely understand why I've been offended by questions. Like, yeah. Things like that. But with men, they're like, conquer the white girl type of thing.
It's fucking porn. I'm telling you. It's like all the way that porn has rewired our brains. Because, like, that's a great point. Such a fucking storyline in porn and things that you see played out all the time.
Yeah.
And it sucks, but that kind of porn is marketed towards black men. And then they're seeing it. Mm-hmm. And then they're wanting to act that out. You can't come to something a bunch of times and then not, like, you know, like, have any kind of, like, mental affiliation.
I'm like cocky, and I don't know if I'd.
But I think.
But I hear you. Because it's...
You don't want anybody to come on your face.
Yeah, but not like 20 people.
It doesn't have to be 20 people.
Oh, I definitely want someone to come on my face.
Yeah. So where do you think you learned that from? You came out the womb being like, yeah, I want everybody to come on my face.
So you're saying Bukkake made me want facials?
The porn you watch has absolutely relatism to the things that you like.
I don't need you to read me right now. And I have my own therapist. Thank you.
It doesn't even have to be that extreme, though. I think a lot of men learn how to fuck from porn.
Mm. I learned how to suck dick from porn.
Well, yeah.
And my gay friends.
But
I'd be like, no, come on.
But I feel like it's different when you are actually, like, having, like, sex with someone. The mannerisms, the things that they say. Like, there's no telling if I'm actually going to like you talking shit to me, calling me a bitch or slut or whatever. Yeah. Like, but because they watch that type of porn, they think that's what bitches like. Like, I'm going to say this.
I actually am. In my next episode, I want to discuss a little bit, like, women feeling guilty for enjoying those things and men as well. So for home mail.
Yeah.
I have one that I did pick for you and one for you. Mm-hmm. So the one I picked for you. Is this it? Yes. So I've always known you to be poly. Mm. You've always told me that. And I remember being very confused because when you and I first met and, like, so to speak, dating, right, and going out, you invited me out with your boyfriend at the time. Mm-hmm. And I remember being jealous. Remember when we went to that Mexican restaurant?
Yeah.
Because I wanted to be with you alone. But I also had to understand, like, if I want to date you, he's got to be okay with this. And I was very confused with how it would work. Mm-hmm. So I want you to kind of just run us through poly, but this is a question about it. Hey, ladies, how are you doing? I'm writing to say thank you and ask for more details. I recently realized that I'm one, maybe bi. I've only had one woman partner, and I don't mind having a relationship with her. Two, that I can be happy only in a poly relationship. The woman I'm with is still married, and her husband doesn't know about us, and at least not yet, according to her. I'm currently dating men, but if things don't work between the woman and I feel like I'd be open to having a relationship with another woman. I know it's not just sex. It's more the connection with someone. When I came to the realization that I'm okay with being in the poly lifestyle, I quickly went to the episode that I first heard with details about on episode 34 with King Noir. That was my favorite when I first heard it last year, and now I have a clear vision. Will you have any more poly lifestyle couples or guests in the show? What are some advice to newbies in the poly world? While I'm dating, I would love some advice. When's a good time to bring up I'm poly? And how do I deal with the girl and her husband? A lot of questions there. But first of all, what is poly, and what's the advice you have for a newbie in the poly world?
So polyamorous is kind of an all-encompassing word, and then you bring into words like open relationships and non-monogamy, and they all mean kind of the same thing.
Because can I tell you what I think, and I want you to correct me. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I don't tell people I'm poly because I don't really care to have a relationship between all of us.
Right.
I say I'm more non-monogamous because I'm okay with you having sex with someone else, but I don't necessarily want all of us to connect. Is that right?
So there's aspects of that. And, like, the thing is, like, none of them have a very defined, like, terminology. Poly just means that you are open to being in love with more than one person or having love feelings for more than one person.
Love is the main thing then.
Yeah. So amorous, right? That's like.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but that's, but I like that. That's okay. Kind of like the, that has like the, you know, that word love in it. But that doesn't mean that everybody involved has to be in love with each other.
Is that why they call it polygamy and it's not polyamorous? Like, yeah, I got a sister wife, but we don't love each other.
I don't know. Let me pull out my Latin dictionary right now and go through all of these terms.
Okay, so but got it.
It just means that, like, you yourself are open to having love with more than one person. It doesn't mean that everybody involved has to be in love. It doesn't matter, like, a triad, quadruple, you know, anything like that. Mm-hmm. It just means, like, you could potentially fall in love with more than one person. It doesn't even mean that you are. You could be in love with one person and having sex with five other people and not be in love with them and still say, but I would be open to falling in love with another person.
Got it. Okay.
So it just means that, like, the love is more a part. Open relationships, there's all kinds of different arrangements in that.
What about the her saying, what is she saying there that I'm getting stuck? Oh, how do I tell people?
So, I mean, for me, honestly, is the best policy. And you don't want to start going down a road with someone who doesn't want that whatsoever.
Are you talking about it on the first date?
Yeah.
Are you putting it in the dating profile?
It was in my dating profile.
Okay.
I think that the more open you are with those things about yourself, the more you're going to attract in people who are going to fulfill that part of you. Mm-hmm. And you shouldn't be trying to bring in people and then convince them of this other thing. Believe me, I've tried it. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
And, like, you may think that it's something that everybody is really interested in, yeah, but it's not. And and it really can freak people out, and it can do all types of things to relationships. And so being forthright with that in the very beginning, I think, is very important, because someone's then you're going to attract in the energy that you're putting out.
So you're poly. How many people are you dating right now?
One.
Okay. I'm just asking. You never text me anymore. Ooh. We are going out on Wednesday together, by the way.
We are going out on Wednesday. We're going to go talk about porn. So,
yeah. We got invited to an event by Erica Lust. I don't know if you've heard of her. She's a porn director, but she only does
feminist porn.
Feminist porn and, like, user-submitted porn. Nice. So I'm really excited, and I want you to come because, obviously, you're a fucking porn theater.
obviously.
Oh, okay, so I know we don't have too much time for the next question, but I want to thank you, Ashley. And how would you be open to people sending in questions?
Yeah,
so, like, I don't want to just put out her email or something like that. Are we cool with giving out your gram?
Sure, yeah.
Because I know y'all want to know what she looks like. And we're going to all take a picture together so you'll see it, but I know they're going to be, goddamn, who's this bitch?
I mean, shit.
Fucking one question somebody asked you in his room was, how did they eat your ass? I'm the fuck down. So what's your gram?
So my gram is at Silsa, so S-I-H-L-S-A. So it's basically A-S-H-L-I-S spelled backwards.
Mm. What is A-S?
Oh. That's Ashley with an I when spelled I had backward. My MySpace. Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely go if you're in Jacksonville and maybe, you know, you want to take her out on a lovely date or from somewhere else. And she says she travels a lot. So, and Aisha, like, I want you guys to keep updated with her page. I know I'll definitely be coming to her grand opening of the porn cinema. Maybe we can make it a horrible night. Tell them where to find you. Even though you are very bad at Instagram.
I am very bad at Instagram. And they keep getting shut down because I'm posting filthy ass pictures on my shit and they don't want anyone who's, like, talking about female sexuality posting their stuff. But if y'all want to see some dirty pictures, you can find me at @theviolet_BK.
Okay. I'm going to post both of those so you guys can check them out. When do you think your cinema would be open?
So that's definitely coming late 2019, but I have all kinds of pop-ups and dirty ass shit coming.
Okay. I'm excited. Yeah. So we can definitely all go to one together. You guys, if you enjoyed this episode, please leave some comments on iTunes that you're happy with it instead of how much we suck dick. I don't know. It just came out of my mouth. Come check out me and Jesse with Zozo Talk 11/17 in Miami and 12/8 in Atlanta. And I'm hoping by the time this airs that Andrew Gillum is governor of Florida, because that's what I say. That's what I said needs to happen in order for us to come to Orlando. So crossing my fingers. Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, ho.